This happened last January. I had taken a week off of work following New Year's, mostly in hopes that everyone else would be back at work by then, and I could enjoy the week without it being busy everywhere. My plans consisted of shopping around, and really just chilling at my apartment by myself. On this day, I was out driving around in the snow, and going to a few stores, then made my way back to the apartment by 7 p.m. I went inside and cooled off, then took a seat on the couch with some snacks I had just got. I was watching TV, and even dozing off a little bit from the long day out of the house. But then at some time around 8:30, the PA system in my apartment buzzed, meaning that someone was outside and wanting me to let them in the building. I had no plans of anyone coming over, so I had no idea who it was. They buzzed my room again, so I got up and went to the window that faced the front of the building. I tried to not lift the blinds too much, only enough for me to see who it was. At the door to the apartment building was a large man. It was still snowy out and kind of dark, but I could tell he was older, like mid-40s, but I had never seen him before. There were only three other people living in the complex at the time, so I was at least familiar with who lived here, and he was not one of them. I also figured that if he did live here, or was visiting one of the other people, then they would let him in. I walked over to the PA system and muted it, then got back to the couch and continued watching TV. I really didn't put any more thought into it, and even dozed off several times in the next hour. Eventually, I shut off the TV and went to bed. By then, it had to be around 10. I fell asleep just about as soon as I laid down. A few hours into the night, my eyes shot open to a thud from just outside my room. It was extremely loud, but having just woken up to it, I didn't know what it was or exactly where it came from. My heart was racing as I stared across the room at my door, listening for anything else. It was very quiet now, almost like nothing even happened. I got out of bed and slowly moved toward the door, then leaned my ear against it to listen to the other side. It was still quiet, nothing more than the walls creaking from the building. I turned the handle and looked out into the living room, not seeing anything out of the ordinary. The whole place was really dark though, and for some reason, I still felt like I needed to be quiet and not make myself known. So I left the lights off as I moved through the living room and looked down the front hallway. The door to my apartment was fully open. I froze up, staring at the open doorway and feeling fear run through my whole body. It almost didn't seem real. I took a few steps back, staying quiet, and made my way back toward my room. And now on the other side of the door, I could see a huge dent in the wood right by the knob. Once I saw that, I ran in and locked it behind me, then called 911 while hiding in the closet. I was sure that whoever it was had to be somewhere inside my apartment still, and it would only be a matter of time before they get into my room. But as I waited for the police, the apartment stayed silent. Whoever had broken into my apartment was gone. Even the police couldn't find anything to help in finding them. What they think happened is the intruder tried buzzing all the other rooms as well, until one of them was nice enough to let them in. Once he was in the main stairwell, it's not really clear why he chose to go for my room. Maybe they thought it was empty. What's really strange is the dent on my bedroom door, which was likely the source of the thud that I'd woken up to. But it was just one single hit, not looking like a real attempt at breaking the door down, but more like something out of frustration before he left. I still live in the same apartment, and nothing else has happened. Who it was and what they wanted is unknown. I work for a company that sells bulk products out of a small warehouse. Sometimes the products we get in are pretty expensive, so I was hired as a security guard during the late hours of the day and most of the night. Being a small warehouse, there's not too much need to walk around the place all night. I spend most of my time in the office, looking at a bunch of live camera feeds. During my first 3 years working there, I'd never had a single incident. No people ever came by at strange hours, no attempted break-ins, nothing. It made for a boring job, and left me mostly unaware every night, even though it was basically my job to be aware. On this night, I pulled into the small parking lot and parked by the front door next to the car of the only other worker that was still there. When I got inside, I let him know I was there, and he left shortly after. I checked all the doors and made sure the systems were working properly. Then I sat back at the office and stared at the screens. My attention span died out after half an hour, and I pulled my phone out. I still made sure to check the cameras every 30 seconds or so, but every glance back at the screens showed no differences. Then at just a couple minutes before 1 a.m., the system made a beep sound. I'd only ever heard it during the initial tests I do at the beginning of my shifts, so this was the first time I'd actually had something come up. After a quick look at the alert, it was a motion detection of a person walking by the building. It took a few tries to find the right camera, but on the back side of the building, a man was walking right on the edge of where the parking lot meets the grass. He had a thick hoodie on and was too far to see exactly what he looked like. The direction he was walking in wasn't really toward anywhere though. I mean, that's why I'd never gotten alerts before, because our building is too far out of the way for anyone to ever have a reason to walk or drive by it. I watched this man go down to the end of the parking lot, switching cameras to keep track of him, but then he suddenly stopped for just a moment and looked toward the building. He turned his head back and forth, looking across the whole side, then started to walk onto the pavement and toward the side of the building. Immediately, it went from just odd to possibly something I'd have to report on. The man walked along the side, looking at every door he came across, but not trying anything. He would just kind of look around and then move on. Once he got to the corner, he went around to the front and then went right up to the main door. I watched from the cameras as he knocked on the door and heard it echo from inside the building. I got up from my chair and opened the office door slowly, looking down the hallway and seeing the man standing behind the entrance doors. I don't think he could see me through the glare on the glass, so I stood in the doorway and just watched him for a moment. He was trying to look through and knocked on the door again. I went back into the office and pressed on the speaker button that allowed me to talk to them outside.
"This is a private location. You need to leave."
I watched on the cameras as the man looked up at the speaker. He looked like he was going to say something, but then he frowned and turned, knocking on the door again. In this moment, something just struck me with an intense, eerie feeling. It was some sort of gut reaction to this man's behavior. I looked closer, noticing he was keeping one hand in his pocket the whole time, making me think this could be far more dangerous than I'd initially thought. I contacted the police through our security line, getting instant connection with them and starting to explain the situation. I walked back into the hallway and looked down while I talked to the dispatcher, but the man suddenly pulled something out of his pocket and slammed it against the door. I couldn't see what it was, but from the way it hit the door and the sound it made, I knew it was some kind of metal object that he was trying to break the glass with. I rushed back into the office, hearing a few more hits as I locked the heavy door behind me. Then I quickly looked back at the cameras, but by then, the man had given up and was running away from the building. In only a few seconds, he was completely out of sight of any of the cameras. It was as I waited for the police to arrive that I replayed the footage of when the man hit the door. seeing pretty clearly that he was holding a small gun and slamming the handle against the glass. We got a full report on it, but so far, even with some decent footage of the man, he hasn't been identified. We also don't know what he was intending to do once he got in, though he made it obvious after hearing my voice that he did not care that I was inside. But from the partial crack formed on the door, he was likely just a few hits away from shattering it, and then I would have been forced to find out the man's true intentions. I work part-time at a gas station in my city. It's more on the edge of the city, near the suburbs, and overall is just a very typical gas station. It's not super creepy or isolated or anything like that. I only really chose to work here though because rent prices were going up and my other job wasn't cutting it. The only shift I could do to work around my other schedule was overnight, and gas stations are one of the few places offering those shifts. Anyway, this was just 10 months ago. It was pretty cold out this night, and there was some snow on the ground still from a heavy downfall a few days ago, but other than that, the night was going pretty typical. Being in the suburbs, there's not a whole lot of traffic going around the gas station. It's mostly just a couple cars passing by every once in a while. By 12, only a handful of cars were coming into the gas station every hour. After a bit, I got bored enough to leave the front desk and walk around the shop, rearranging the items on the shelves to look nice. And it was just a couple minutes later that I heard the door open. I turned around and saw a man walking in, right up to the front desk. He leaned over the counter and looked both ways as if he were looking for someone to help him.
"Can I help you with something?"
I said as I made my way back to the counter. The man turned and looked at me, almost as if I'd scared him, but then he hesitated, before saying, "No, I'm good," and walking out of the store. It was fairly obvious he did need help with something, but seeing that made me quickly think of the possible robbery he was plotting. I did work at a gas station after all, so it was kind of always in the back of my mind. I watched the guy go outside and into a car that was parked in a very strange spot, kind of near the pumps but not actually in the parking section. He got in and drove away. I had no way to tell if he was actually planning something, but all of the signs pointed to it. I figured maybe being behind him when he walked in and not at the counter threw him off, and somehow that was enough to deter him. Whatever happened, I was confident after a few minutes of thinking that this was definitely an attempted robbery, and I called the police to report it, just in case they were going to try a different gas station. They said an officer would come by in just a couple minutes to get a report, so I hung up and waited. But not even a minute later, that same car pulled back into the parking lot. They went right to the spot that they had parked before, then just waited there with the car on. But I was almost positive that I could see movement in both of the front seats, like there were at least two people in there. I quickly locked the front doors and prepared myself for what could soon happen. As I continued looking out the window though, the car just stayed there, nobody getting out, like they were watching or waiting for the perfect moment. Luckily though, cops pulled in and immediately recognized the car as I described it. They pulled in behind it, blocking them in. Surprisingly, there wasn't much of a scene. The officer pretty much just walked up and then pulled two men out, one of which was the guy that had come in earlier. I guess they were trying to play it off like they weren't doing anything, but that didn't really work out for them. While it seemed to be straightforward what they had planned, their car showed a different, more disturbing possibility. In the trunk, there was a stash of weapons, along with rope, tape, and an assortment of similar items. Both men are behind bars, but I still feel almost traumatized after knowing what they had in the car. If I hadn't reported them after the first strange interaction, I would have been through far worse than just being robbed, and possibly would have never been seen after that night.